You know who's really popular right now? College students who are willing to tutor your remote learning kids.
There were so many, and I feel really bad turning some of them away.
It's ISU student Sonia Minnick. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, August 28th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a checkup on the Bloomington Normal economy, specifically its workers. The state reported yesterday that Bloomington Normal's jobless rate is on the decline, suggesting the high unemployment caused by COVID is easing up. The jobless rate fell to 8% in July. It's still high for midsummer, but still well below the peak of nearly 13% at the height of the pandemic in April. It's also the lowest jobless rate for any metro area in Illinois. Still bleak, though, for the leisure and hospitality sector, which lost 2,600 jobs in the past year. Community health care clinic director Mike Romanoli said during a statewide Zoom call that many of his clinic patients remain out of work.
A lot of our patients clean hotels. Hotels are empty, so they're out of work. We've got between the universities, State Farm, Country, all of those offices went to remote work as well. So cleaning staffs were needed.
Meanwhile, the number of people seeking jobless benefits from the state continued to slow in July. About 1,300 people in the Bloomington Normal area filed for first-time jobless benefits in July. That's a five-month low. Still, the data suggests there are more than 16,000 people here who lost a job at some point during the pandemic. And while we're rattling off workforce numbers, here's an interesting snapshot from the start of the year. McLean County saw the largest average weekly wage growth of any large metro area in the country, number one out of 357, between January and March. The average weekly wage rose 13% to $1,200. The biggest contributor was a big increase in the financial activity sector. That includes finance and insurance jobs. With that lag in reporting, though, these wage levels don't reflect the impact of the pandemic, but it does point to the state of the economy for workers right before it arrived. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's testing positivity rate for COVID ticked up higher into the warning zone yesterday, as Illinois State University reported 57 more students contracting the virus. ISU's count is now at 410 students. And Bloomington's Marcus Theater's Movieplex will reopen today after a months-long closure due to COVID. The AMC Theater in North Normal reopens September 3rd. Both will have new capacity limits and mask rules. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Groups like the YMCA, YWCA, and Boys and Girls Club have stepped in to offer childcare and remote learning help for District 87 and Unit 5 students to start the year. But as Eric Stock reports, there may not be enough help for everyone who needs it.
If you want to hire someone to help your child with schoolwork, Bloomington Normal is a pretty good place. Illinois State University produces more teachers than any other university in the state. But even here, tutors seem to be in short supply. Aspiring teachers at ISU are finding lots of opportunities to gain experience and make a few bucks while going to school.
Like, the text just kept coming.
Sonia Minnick is a junior special education major. She posted her availability to tutor online and says she had not expected much.
Like, I was with my friends and I would be like, guys, I got another text. Like, another text, guys. Then I got another message and then I got a phone call and then I got like four emails. There were so many and I feel really bad turning some of them away.
Minnick says she'll pick one family to help a few days a week. Charles Frost of Normal is one of those parents who need tutoring help. Frost has third and fourth grade daughters. He runs his own cleaning business and wife is a nurse case manager. The Frost wants someone to help their daughters during the day at home to get personal attention.
They're able to work at a smaller ratio of do it in an environment that's at our house, especially fortunately with the COVID situation that's ongoing.
Frost says the family found one student teacher at ISU through a private Facebook group, but only for 3 days a week. Until Frost finds help the rest of the week, his girls go to virtual school at his business while he keeps half an eye on the schoolwork.
Which is why I, you know, opened up the business to allow that more family time with them, and it's come in great during the COVID I guess you'd call it the COVID times we're in right now.
The need for parents to work and help their children is not the only reason to find a tutor. ISU student Sonia Minnick says it's also hard to parent and teach.
If dad is doing all of the teaching, dad, like the dad role becomes the teacher role and the teacher role becomes the dad role. And it kind of gets tough when you're trying to like teach students while also being the dad role or also being the mom role.
Parents say if you can find a college student tutor, the cost is reasonable. Other options cost more. Julia Crushy is director at the Sylvan Learning Center in Normal. Crushy says as soon as District 87 and Unit 5 shifted to all online for the first few months of the school year, demand soared.
Phone has been flooded. So it was that kind of wait and see, let's see what's going to happen. And I think today it's hitting reality. And we have, our staff has been on the phone almost nonstop.
Crushy says even families who don't need full or half daycare want someone to provide a one-on-one approach to schoolwork.
They're saying it didn't work. It didn't work in April and March, April and May, and I've tried to do things over the summer. It's not working. We've got to have somebody who is engaging.
Crushy says after-school tutoring can cost $200 to $300 a month. One area where finding a tutor isn't so difficult is high school and college math. There's always a market for advanced math help. Joe McDonald teaches math at Illinois State University. He typically tutors up to 24 high school and college-age students. Not this year. McDonald says tutors didn't get much work when schools shut down in the spring because student grades couldn't drop. This fall, school districts are holding students responsible for their work. He expected more demand, but so far only a few have come to him.
It would not have surprised me if it had boomeranged like that, but I didn't expect it to be this quiet.
Read the rest of this story at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, there is a Back the Blue rally in support of law enforcement Sunday afternoon at 2 at GE Union Park in Bloomington. That is it for today. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.